The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House is pushing swiftly through a series of votes in a rare weekend session toward approving a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Former Senator Jim Talent says it is important the U.S. help Ukraine shore up what's become a major loss for Russia after it failed to take over the country.
We need to enforce this defeat on Russia, and the way to do that is to bring this conflict to an end in a way that does not do further damage to Ukrainian security.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says it's unlikely President Biden will be able to win a second term in November.
We use such a disaster on the foreign stage, on the world stage. But right here domestically, you know, he has failed the American people.
Senator Ernst was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. And this is SRN News.
Charlie Kirk sees the real issue in our society.
It is becoming more of the rule than the exception that my greatest opposition almost always comes from white liberals. Never underestimate the lethality of white guilt. White guilt is one of the most dangerous and pernicious forces in modern America.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
Our Fan Club members get premium content and on-demand access to their favorite local shows. Just click on podcasts at am1280thepatriot.com. There you'll have access to a deep archive of interviews, conversations on the big happenings of the week, and other hot topics and important issues. Now from the JTR Roofing Weather Center, we are going to still see some mostly sunny skies today with a high of 49 degrees. Clear skies tonight with a low around 34. Keep it right here on The Patriot. Coming up next, the Northern Alliance Radio Network with Mitch Berg.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy, moldy institutional blue. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. Since 2002, bringing you all the news I care about, including some of it not even remotely related to politics. We'll be celebrating today, by the way, one of the holy days, secular, I should say, holy days on my personal calendar, the birthday of the Fender Stratocaster. All the bumper and breakbed music today will feature that iconic instrument. That word iconic, by the way, is one of those words that's been getting devalued by overuse lately. I think it's fair to say the Fender Stratocaster is one of the iconic instruments in the history of the electric guitar. And if you have no idea what am I talking about, that's fine. That's fine. You've been hearing the results of this. This one of the great achievements of the free market for 70 years this month here. We'll be celebrating that here today. Let's see what else. Speaking of holy days on the calendar, today is one of the three holiest observances to the American left. And I will, and by the way, I mean, to put them, I don't know if they're in order, but Pride Month, or all of the various Pride Months, and I think there are actually something like 42 different gender Pride Months going on in on America's left. All of them are among the high holy days of seriously, they put out a list of various gender related and quote gender end quote related observances and days and weeks and months, and literally there are more of them than there are days in the year. Anyway, nonetheless, those are among the high holy days of the religion that is the American left. number right up there with it are any days that relate to the practice of infanticide, sometimes called abortion here. You can call it whatever you want. My house, my rules. And finally, today, blessedly, only one day's worth. It's 420. Now, I am sick. It doesn't take much for me to have enough of days named after the dates in the calendar, like May the 4th. That's my sister's birthday. I don't care about Star. By the way, given the choice between which movie's better, Star Wars and Star Trek, I take Firefly. At any rate, today is 420 today, 420, April 20th, also the date of the, I believe, somewhere or another, the marijuana possession statute on some state's law book. At any rate, today is the day when Minnesotans celebrate marijuana, cannabis, weed, pot, ganja, geef. Call it what you will, it is what it is. It's now legal in Minnesota. Well, kind of. The DFL went through and made a great brouhaha, as it were, in the last session, not this current one, but the last one, about, quote, legalizing, end quote, cannabis. Because it's their impression that the kids just love themselves some weed. Now, I don't care. I honestly, this may put me outside the pale for some of my paleo conference. I don't care. The next joint I smoke will be my first. It's never been my thing. And that was actually something I decided back during my rebellious and still probably a little bit Democrat days. I marijuana, weed, ganja, cannabis was a hippie thing. And even when I was a young liberal, I was not a hippie. I was a punk. And punks do beer and speed, although I didn't do any of those either. Let's be honest. I was kind of a nerd. At any rate, they got what they wanted. Today is 420 day, one of the holiest days in the Democrat calendar. And it's a apposite time to note for all of our DFLer friends who have been doing the end zone happy dance over having passed cannabis legalization here in Minnesota, that if you bought the DFL's line about cannabis legalization, you were had. We're gonna have a guest on the show sometime in the next 4 weeks, probably 4 to 6 weeks, to talk about how cannabis legalization is really playing in the regulatory market here in Minnesota. All of you people out there who thought this would be a great time for small retailers to set up, for ma and pa grow operations to set up and market their products and find a way to bring a product to the market and live out the American dream of building the better mousetrap, as it were, are going to be sorely disappointed. The DFL, in legalizing weed, made absolutely positively certain that the big stakeholders, the big lobbyists, the big stakeholders to big left, including, most specifically, big pharma and the nonprofit industrial complex, they will be the ones to profit from cannabis legalization. As a friend of mine in the business put this, this will be a big box market. The ma and pa stores have been frozen out. It literally makes no economic sense to run a small cannabis product store, and it will make less and less sense as the regulatory regime around cannabis sinks in, metastasizes, gets its claws into every share of what could have been a free market. And mark this person's words, not mine. I only care in the sense that I care about decriminalizing a pointless series of crimes and upholding the free market. That's all I care about. But just you watch. This will become as ma and pa an operation as grocery stores. No, not grocery stores. Electronics stores and large variety retailers. You don't start a small ma-and-pa variety retail anymore. You go to work at Walmart, or maybe if you're a plucky outsider, Dollar General. That's the way cannabis is going to be in Minnesota. It's going to be the stakeholders. It's going to be the people who brought the lobbying firepower. It's going to be people like former Minnesota Governor Jesse the Brain Ventura, who stood up and was counted and testified in his inimitable style on behalf of cannabis legalization with intense regulation, and was rewarded, apparently, so we're told, by the clearance to start distributing weed, ganja, geef, spliff, blunt to the people. Other prominent DFL insiders have bellied up to the trough and brought their political clout to the battle, and they will be given the rights and privileges to start marijuana operations, growing, processing, distributing, selling. It's going to be them making the money and, of course, giving their cut to the big DFL. I mean, it's all a scam, folks. Now, if you say, I don't care, it's what the people want. No, the people were not told by the DFL that this was going to be a big a money transfer operation to the DFL's big constituencies, the nonprofit industrial complex and Big Pharma. But that's exactly what it was. If you're a smart observer, you've been pointing out for years that DFL protests too much when it comes to Big Pharma, particularly Angie Craig, who has been perennially facing tough re-election bids here in CD2, where the station is. Any day now, you can expect her biennial raft of ads driving around in a Jeep and acting like a good old Big Pharma hating farm girl any day now. She's an HR executive, by the way. She's not a businesswoman. But now that's a relic of a whole nother political time. The alliance between Big Pharma and the DFL, Democrats in general, but particularly the DFL, is not just going to turn the legalization of cannabis into a big box industry that directly benefits DFL insiders at every turn, coming and going. And yeah, we'll bring the receipts in a couple of weeks on the show here. This is not empty talk. This is not just talk. This is journalism. Not just art, mind you. Journalism, folks. We'll be bringing the receipts in a couple of weeks here. Stay tuned for that. But the axis of weasels that is Big Pharma and the DFL is threatening rural health systems that, by the way, the few that managed to survive MnSure and Obamacare. We carried a piece from a friend of the blog this past week pointing out that there are a series of regulations that require rural health systems that participate in a program to distribute reduced-price pharmaceuticals in rural areas to people who can't afford the big prices for the big-ticket drugs. The DFL is imposing regulations above and beyond federal reporting requirements that are going to price small rural health systems out of this market. Who benefits from it? The very people who sign the checks to the lobbyists who bring the checks to the party that owns, let's see, who owns the trifecta in Minnesota? Wow, I don't want to keep seeing the same hands here. The same people who are benefiting from trying to regulate small health systems in rural, overwhelmingly in rural Minnesota, out of the business of distributing drugs, pharmaceuticals, legal ones, to people who need them, are the same people who are going to be, who are currently making sure and distributing the filthy lucre among the DFLers in their can to make sure that they are the ones who are on the take for legalized cannabis. So all of you St. Thomas sociology undergrads who are torching up, or all of you rural housewives, or sorry, suburban housewives who are chugging down your edibles out there before bed, just remember, every dime you spend, I mean, enjoy it. I don't care. Not my thing, particularly. Still like me a good old-fashioned. Anyway. Enjoy that, because you're basically not just subsidizing the DFL and the nonprofit industrial complex, but you're putting more money into the pockets of the dreaded Big Pharma that, last I checked, every single DFL candidate is out there saying, oh, big, bad, Big Pharma, we're against them. No, they're not against them. They're on the take. It's all talk. And all that talk about distributing licenses to underserved minorities and to underserved communities and to letting ma and pa operations, especially immigrants and underprivileged Americans, find their fortune in a free market that allows pretty much anyone to grow any kind of weed they want, process it, manufacture it. As it was sold to you, it was all baked wind. It was all artificial monkey doodle. There is so much more to this story. We're going to have some people who actually know this story firsthand and intimately coming up in the next few months here. That is a that is a guarantee here, folks. When we come back, Marissa Simonetti, who is running for the Hennepin County Commission, joins us. Stay tuned. Go nowhere. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
If you can snap your fingers, you can find this radio station. The next time you want to listen to us, your smartphone is now your smart radio. We're always on. It's as simple as this. Alexa, play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's play The Patriot Minneapolis.
Ryan Carter, color commentator for the Minnesota Wild, here to talk about a personal experience with my friends at Wild Construction. My home went through a hailstorm last year, and I called my guys at Wild Construction. They handled everything from the adjuster appointment to execution of my new GAF roof, gutters, and painting. If you want to receive the amazing service I did, find the team that makes it happen, Wild Construction, at wildconstruction.com. That's wildconstruction.com.
Wild Construction makes it happen.
Are you ready to tackle your next project? Look no further than Sage Equipment Rental, your trusted partner for all your equipment needs. With a wide selection of top-quality equipment, SageEquipmentRental.com makes every job easier. From excavators, bobcats, to boom lifts, we've got the tools to help you get the job done right. SageEquipmentRental.com is offering a $2,000 rental certificate for $1,000. Don't wait. Finish that project. Go to MNDeals.com to claim the station's offer today.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
TV news. It's a love-hate relationship. But let's be honest, more hate. We agree. That's why we're different. Salem News Channel has assembled the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. Home to Charlie Kirk, Hugh Hewitt, Eric Metaxas, and more. There's finally a place on TV for lovers of freedom like you. Watch anytime, on any screen, free, 24/7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join me. And that really is the point. This is the original social medium. Hey, don't forget, you can join Dennis Prager on an unforgettable Bible cruise to the Caribbean this fall from November 29th to December 8th. 9 days of basking in the sun surrounded by, well, tropics, the Caribbean. Do I need to say more? Book your trip right now by visiting am1280thepatriot.com or calling 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. Prager Caribbean. You get it. Fender Stratocaster Day here today on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. It's my one of the highest holy days of the Narn calendar, at least the secular ones here. So perhaps you've heard there's elections coming up here, and it's not all President, Senate, and Congress here. In fact, some of the races that matter most to you are the ones that get the least press, the least headlines. One of them is your local county commission, and one of those people who is running to bring some diversity of views and, frankly, some sanity to one of the big ones. The Hennepin County Commission is with us here today. Marissa Simonetti joins us. Marissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Mitch.
Always a pleasure. So glad you could make it down here today. So let's introduce you to the audience here. Who are you? Where do you come from? And then we'll get into the campaign and why you decided to run it.
Yeah, so my name is Marissa Simonetti. I am running for Hennepin County Commissioner in District 6. That covers from Edina out to Mound, Spring Lake Park, Wayzata. And my background is in small business.
Okay.
I own some rental property, and I'm a mother.
Oh, so Hennepin County rental property owner. That you have definitely been through the belly of the beast. I've known a lot of small landlords who got driven to politics or at least activism by having to deal with the metro bureaucracy when it comes to rental housing. Did that play some role in you deciding to throw your hat in the ring?
You know, surprisingly, that was not part of my consideration. What was part of my consideration, my son is 6 years old,
yeah,
and I saw repeated threats of violence towards our schools, and I also saw that different organizations said they didn't have money for valuable services that take care of our children, and that's the reason why I got involved.
So let's talk more about that. I mean, was it a particular event or happening that said, "God, it, Marissa, I got to run for office here"? What was the process that led you to throwing your hat in the ring for Hennepin County Commission?
Yep. So the actual event that made me decide to run has nothing to do with the job of commissioner. On March 4th, a vote came up to the school board. They said, "We don't have money for school nurses, a full-time school nurse." And I'm looking around and thinking, how do we have money for all these other things, but not to take care of our teachers and our children?
Yeah.
And I just thought that wasn't right. So I'm the type of person, I'm either going to do something about it or I'm going to stop complaining.
Okay. And so you decided Hennepin County Commission was the place to start. First of all, kudos. Way too many people decide their first entry into politics is going to be running for Congress. And God love the ones who do. I'm a big fan of Mei-Lor Zhang and some of the other people who take the big quixotic run for the big office. But people underrate, and by the way, I'm an absolute Mei-Lor Zhang supporter, but people underrate how important these city council, school board, and county commission races are for the quality of life and the quality of government in places like Hennepin County. So kudos for that one here. So tell us a little bit about what you're hearing from people as you carry on the campaign.
Yeah, so the primary issues that matter to people that the commissioner directly affects are crime. Crime is a big thing, and the county commissioner sets the budget for the sheriff's department, county corrections, and the justice system.
Yeah.
So it's an integral role in, one, getting the county attorney to do her job and be effective.
Ooh.
And speaking with voting with our dollars. It's a value.
Yeah, and I tell you, some of us who have been following the crime issue, and I speak as someone from a neighborhood that got heavily burned during the riots in St. Paul, some people somewhat sarcastically said, when people start getting their cars jacked in Deep Haven and Wayzata and Mound, then people will start taking crime seriously. And by jinky, over the last couple of years, there have been carjackings all the way out to Deep Haven, out in Excelsior. And I have to figure that has got to be getting to you at some point as you are, people hearing people starting to wonder what on earth is happening to Hennepin County, which used to be a wonderful place to be.
Yeah. So, on Easter, we were outside with the neighbors, and one neighbor said, yeah, my friend had their car stolen from our local family-owned grocery store. They had somebody in broad daylight physically attacked at our local family-owned grocery store.
Just off of George Floyd Square?
I live in Edina.
Oh!
So it's areas where we want to send our kids outside to ride their bikes in the neighborhood, be in the backyard on the trampoline, and have peace of mind as parents that the kids are safe.
Yeah.
And when that's compromised anywhere, Edina, Wayzata, St. Paul, anywhere, that's not good.
It's not good. And when the incentives to not commit crime, the disincentives to commit crime, go away, which is exactly what Mary Moriarty has done. I even can't say her name. It just revolts me so badly. Even worse than Mike Freeman before her. I mean, the incentives to be a criminal are there. I mean, it's like if you stop punishing things, people will do those things.
Yeah, and not only punishing, they're also being rewarded. and they continue to go on to reoffend. And one thing that, you know, we've seen is it's these older, I'll call them predators, who are recruiting kids who are 14 or 15 yeah. who may have some need, whether it's financial, and they'll say, here, I'll give you $200 to steal this car. So they're preying on these children. And I think that's part of the problem, too.
Oh, it absolutely is. And this has been a known issue. I mean, Sheriff Fletcher in Ramsey County has been talking about the hereditary nature of some of these gangs and how the wave of homicides that was sweeping the Twin Cities even before 2020 was people settling gang beefs from back during the Clinton and Bush Bush 2 administrations here. So these things, they have long memories, longer than perhaps our county attorneys do. So county commission has something to do with influencing Mary Moriarty's policy or perhaps how she does her job. That's a wonderful place to start. So what else? Let's talk about what the voters of Hennepin County, especially your district, can expect if and, God willing, when you get elected to the county commission.
So the second, one of the top also important things is financial. In setting the budget, there needs to be accountability. Hennepin County increased people's property taxes 6.5% just from 2023. So it's making home ownership less affordable.
Yeah.
Home ownership, families, it's impacting them. And crime also drives up insurance rates because when there's crime sprees in an area, the actuaries look and they think we better charge them more.
Oh, yeah. And the car insurance, I'm starting to get hearing from people in Montrose and Glenwood that, holy cow, what has happened to our car insurance rates? This is, I mean, it's not an unsafe place out here. It's like, no, it all bleeds together at the edges. I mean, thank goodness you're not paying for car insurance in South Minneapolis, but it all kind of comes out of the same kitty of money at some point or another. It all affects everyone eventually.
Yep. So the biggest thing is Hennepin has different projects. One of them would be the HERC that they say is profitable and is doing good, but it's it's overfunded with general obligation bonds, which is debt into our future, and it's not profitable. It's bleeding out money. And so we need somebody who has a business perspective and is not attached to past dollars that have been spent to come in and say, hey, at what point do we cut our losses and repurpose? What really needs to happen here? We can't keep passing it on to the taxpayer.
Two of the things that the Hennepin County Commission has had its fingerprints on over the years that have been money spent on things that in the great scheme of things probably didn't matter is bending state law to allow a sales tax to get the Viking Stadium, to build the U.S. Bank Stadium. And, of course, everyone's favorite mode of transportation, the Southwest Light Rail, which runs right through your would-be district here, Marissa Simonetti. What are you hearing from people in the suburbs who aren't really big into transit about having this boondoggle being shoved through their backyards?
I think the main thing I'm hearing is a frustration with the lack of accountability or efficiency of the project. Most recently, it came up, it was built 1 foot off. So it's not even safe or compliant. Yeah. So it's like someone, my six-year-old, could just start throwing around parts and get the same result.
Yeah, I mean, they pay engineers big bucks to get those things right. But when you mix engineering and bureaucracy, you don't get scientific bureaucracy. You get bureaucratic engineering. And this is, you can tell I work in a room full of nerds. I mean, this is the kind of thing we do. But yeah, no, I mean, every single step of this has been influenced into insanity by the fact that you have an awful lot of wealthy DFLers who's been influencing this, quote, public works, end quote, project from word one. I mean, from where it gets built to who it serves to how they have to build it. And your constituents are the ones who are going to be paying the price for this, as you are well aware. Are they well aware?
You know, I think people are starting to really wake up to this and it's becoming a pain point because taxes on everything are increasing. Affordability is becoming harder. And people are getting really frustrated that they're busting their butts and they see other people just running rampant.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, citizens of St. Louis Park, Eden Prairie, Minnetonka, if you just take a look at my midway to see all the wonders that driving a light rail line through your neighborhood does for commerce, business, and society, there are none. We got about a minute to go before we get to take a break here, but Marissa Simonetti, how can people find more about you and your campaign?
Yeah, so I'm on Twitter. That's the best way that you can connect with me and really get a personable feel. I really enjoy being on there. And then also my website, marissasimonetti.com.
One S, one R.
One R, one S.
Two T's, though.
Two T's in Simonetti.
Conventional spelling. No, I'm from North Dakota. I know my Italian. 651-289-4488 if you have questions for a conservative candidate for the Hennepin County Commission, Marissa Simonetti. Join us if you would, please. By the way, if you disagree, you get on the line first. 651-289-4488, the number to call. This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. By the way, Taylor Rahm, who is running for the second district nomination to run against Angie Craig, who is quite vulnerable this year, will be joining us after the top of the hour here. So stick around on Fender Strat Day here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot.
You're going to need the one who's standing waiting for you.
Sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build to order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel. Home to the biggest shows on TV, like Dennis Prager weekdays at noon Eastern, followed by Jay and Jordan Seculo at 2. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Hi, it's Keith Hittner Sr. here. Tune in on Sundays at noon for your Real Estate Chalk Talk, where we study the science of buying and selling real estate and the art of living in your home.
Get the solid real estate facts you need from Keith Hittner Sr. and Keith Hittner Jr. of Coldwell Banker Burnett and their team of experts. Tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk on AM 1280 The Patriot every Sunday at 12 noon. Brought to you by the Hittner Group, the number one Coldwell Banker Group in the nation. Online at HittnerGroup.com. And tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk every Sunday at 12 noon on AM 1280 The Patriot.
AM 12A, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. On Fender Stratocaster Day, here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget, you can win a trip for two to the People's Convention in Detroit. I'd like to get you a trip to meet Mike Gallagher of the People's Convention. You can just go to AMAC, meet Mike Gallagher's the VIP sweepstakes. Ooh, that was rough. Anyway, it's a grand prize. Includes a round-trip airfare for two to America's Vacation Land, Detroit. 4 nights hotel accommodations, a meet-and-greet with the Mikester himself, VIP passes to the People's Convention, and $500 in Visa gift swag. You can also increase your opportunity to win by entering once a day between now and May 28th and completing optional activities to unlock bonus entries. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to join the People's Convention with the Mikester himself. Here we go. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Mitch Berg with Marissa Simonetti, who is the conservative running for Hennepin County Commission in, I forget the district, but it's the western part, the part where one might think a conservative might actually have a shot at moving the needle. I mean, you go down to South Minneapolis, probably a longer shot than most, although there are good people working on changing that. But tell us a little bit about the ocean in which you swim as a conservative in the western suburbs of Hennepin County, Marissa Simonetti.
Yeah. Out of there's six candidates, I am the only conservative one.
Yep.
What I definitely see is even people who would be considered blue are very much in tune with the fiscal conservatism because they're feeling the pain point of it. So that's the general trend of things. Some of these social issues the commissioner doesn't touch, but when it comes to finances and being responsible, everybody feels that. We feel it at the gas station. We feel it at the grocery store. Everywhere.
You know, I think there's a couple of different kinds of DFLers out there, even in blue areas like Hennepin County. You've got the old-fashioned Democrats who may have kind of like my father, who came was a teachers union Democrat his whole life, still is. And people like that, out of the John F. Kennedy crowd and even the Jimmy Carter crowd, people who may have indulged in some magical thinking, but also knew that they had to make things work at the end of the day and that we're all in the same boat here together. And then you have a crowd that is addicted to magical thinking, who believe if we can just imagine it and we think people benefit from it, then we can make it happen at other people's expense, of course, here. And that gets expensive. And in fact, as we're seeing in Minnesota, especially Hennepin County, that's just getting more and more expensive. They're having to throw a whole lot more money at a whole lot more people, as you observed during the break.
Yeah. So some of these, what I see is actually a positive sign for those of us who are more conservative is the DFL is making more and more financial promises about what they're going to do if they're elected. And what, I mean, it's a economic solution to a non-economic problem. And what I mean by that is a vote is essentially just a proxy for goodwill and support.
Mm-hmm.
And the more money you have to throw at something, it's a sign you're losing both goodwill and support.
Yeah. And one can only hope here. But that has been the story of the state legislature this last couple of years here is basically pelting people with enough Jacksons that they get in line and stay in line. If I had a dollar for every DFL pundit who went on social media or on the air and said, hey, who can argue with feeding everyone for free? Well, yeah, I mean, that's the whole point is you're throwing money at people to shut and to try to demonize all opposition. And that is happening on issue after issue after issue, as I'm sure you're well aware as a small businesswoman in Hennepin County.
Yeah, I mean, some of these things sound great, and we want to make sure that people are taken care of.
Right.
But also, when you empower someone, teach a man to fish.
Yeah.
And that's far more empowering, and that's actually the most kind and respectful thing that you can do for a person. So, yeah, I'm really focused on what are our vision, what are our values, and laying a good foundation so that our kids can have a future, a good future.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, let's talk about your campaign here. You've got events coming up here. Let's tell us a little about about what's going on the Simonetti campaign.
Yeah. So on March 24th, it is coming Wednesday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Me, Tad Jude, and many other candidates will be at Edina Country Club. I'll be there with my son. And we really look forward to this is the time to come and ask your hard questions and dialogue and just be real. We're people before politicians.
Yeah, which is, of course, the best way to do things when you're politic for some of these offices that are right down where people live. I mean, that's the thing that everyone I led off the interview with that, the idea that a lot of these offices that are right down among the people, county commission, city council, even big city councils and large counties like Hennepin County, you can't really get that far away from your constituents as far as, say, the legislature can here. And they have an awful lot of effect on how government and you get to interact. And I have to think at some point here, people are starting to think maybe the other side has pushed us that this whole equation a little too far in the wrong direction. Are you getting that from people as you make your way about your district here? I mean, what we talk about people talking about crime, about education, about the budget, about the taxes here. about the fact that Hennepin County is losing population for the first time in a long, long time, which never happened before.
Yeah, I just actually received a donation last night from someone who moved out of the state due to issues that she saw.
Yeah.
And yeah, but however, I will say the pendulum is swinging the other way.
Okay.
People are very uncomfortable with the crime and the financial pressure, and they're starting to connect the dots to, oh, these are these past decisions that have been made by the current establishment. And if we continue them into the future, what might that look like? And that may not be so good.
So one of the great cliches of politics, which happens to be true, is that one of the big swing voter populations that everyone is racing for every single time is a term I always thought kind of demeaning and a little dismissive, but the suburban soccer mom. And they tend to be a little, I won't say flighty, but they tend to be fairly utilitarian in their politics. They were called security moms a few years ago. They were soccer moms 20 years ago here. But suburban women tend to be a large voting bloc that decides an awful lot of elections. You're a suburban mom, as luck would have it. What are you hearing about these sorts of issues from people in that general demographic, Marissa Simonetti?
Yeah, what I'm hearing is there is nothing that matters more to a mother than her children,
mm-hmm.
and creating a good future for them.
Yeah,
and moms will go to the ends of the earth for their kids.
And I thought, and by the way, right in the middle of your district, I believe it was in your district, perhaps St. Louis Park. I can't remember if St. Louis Park is in your corner of the world. Well, but we saw a great example of people reaching across party lines probably about a month ago. A bunch of Muslim parents who were upset about what the St. Louis Park School District is teaching their kids engaged with a conservative civil liberties law firm to win a big religious freedom battle against the St. Louis Park public schools. That shows me that families, mothers and fathers, across all political divides, might just be starting to get the message that the other side isn't necessarily looking out for their best interests so much as for their own best interests. And that has to be good news to you in your race.
Yeah, you know, one of the most wonderful thing about women is we instinctively move towards safety.
Yeah.
And when that is offered and provided, that's a thing of value. People move towards things of value.
Yeah.
And I think moms are really, as they engage, as they go and volunteer in the classrooms, they're very in touch with providing a safe, secure future for their children to grow and flourish. And it may not be offered with the current establishment. They're making those decisions now.
So we booked this for a half hour, but you have another segment to go here because what the heck? This is fun.
Let's do it.
One more segment to go. Let's take a quick break. If you have questions or comments for Marissa Simonetti, who is the conservative candidate for the Minnesota Hennepin County Commission in the west end of Hennepin County, give us a call, 651-289-4488, or join us at hashtag NarnShow on Twitter. Either way, join us, won't you please? Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
With the vast majority of media today leaning hard left, it can be tricky to find news that actually shares, let alone defends, a conservative viewpoint. HotAir.com provides analysis and commentary from conservative writers like Ed Morrissey. HotAir.com.
Since your child spends most of their day at school, it's important to consider the influence a school has on their life. In a recent national survey, more than 70% of educators said that students misbehave more now than before the pandemic. Christian schools work to foster kindness, respect, and responsibility every day. Would you like a Christian education for half price? Check out schools like Foundations Christian Academy, Laurel Community School, and Heritage Christian Academy on TwinCitiesTuitions.com to apply for half price tuition today.
Mike Gallagher here. More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now. Text AM to 52886 or visit dependonam.com for more information. That's dependonam.com for more details. Message and data rates may apply and you may text STOP to stop.
When should you start collecting your Social Security? How you answer this question will be the difference in the success or failure of your retirement. Tune in to Money Matters with Al and Mike this week. They'll be sharing Social Security tips with you. From the basics of the program to strategies to maximize your Social Security payments, Al and Mike will help you sort out this important but often misunderstood part of your retirement income plan. Listen to Money Matters with Al and Mike, noon Saturday on AM 1280 The Patriot, or call them at 855-231-6010.
Pro-life across America, the Billboard people.
I remember when we found out we were expecting you and we were so surprised.
You were?
Yep, but then we heard your heartbeat and knew you were going to change our lives.
What happened after that?
Well, you grew and grew in my tummy. You started kicking, sucking your thumb, and even making a fist.
No wonder I was a surprise.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Want to use water wisely? Call Calmer's Water for a softener with a brain. Our technology optimizes softener performance. Right now, get $400 trade-in for your old water softener, and Calmer's will haul it away. Call Calmer's Water. Calmer's.com.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Hey, she is someone special that you love and appreciate because, well, she's your mom. How about entering to win $500 for her on our annual Mother's Day $500 sweepstakes? Grand prize $500 for mom. Or you can get a free copy of Heart Happy by renowned author Tricia Goyer. Enter once a day at am12athepatriot.com under contests and sweepstakes and complete optional bonus activities to increase your opportunity to win so many bounties of blessings at am12athepatriot.com. By all means, participate in all of them. I mean, you go out there, you could spend all day not doom scrolling, fun scrolling at am12athepatriot.com. Anyway, questions or comments for Hennepin County Conservative, Hennepin County Commission candidate Marissa Simonetti, give us a call, 651-289-4488. One of the things you brought up during the break that I think is fascinating here is the DFL does a great job of convincing conservatives there is no hope. I mean, I say the DFL is Minnesota's abusive spouse because they do a great job of gaslighting people into thinking they can never do any better. And you get used to think, and I live in St. Paul. I'm used to candidates going down by 3-4-1 margins. Not so much in the western suburbs of Hennepin County. What kind of margins are we looking at out there?
You know, two things. One, it's really interesting you would make the abusive spouse parallel. I actually just posted on Twitter this morning about some of the tactics that are used that are very similar to narcissistic abuse. And so we get sucked into those and we cannot reward their behavior.
I have been talking on that subject for about 10 years now on the show. Anyway, so yes, there is that. And the fact is, this is a 50-50 state, 4 congressional representatives. It could be 5 here on the Republican side if all goes well here in CD2. And that's not the sign of a hopelessly blue state, just a very blue metro area. But the Hennepin County Commission vote margins are a lot closer than the propaganda would have you believe.
Yeah, don't believe the propaganda. It's absolutely not hopeless. You can look up on the Secretary of State website, just Google past voter, and we're only losing by a very small percentage.
Yep.
2-3%. And so what we are doing and we are working on organization, systems, because the DFL, they support each other. They all support their candidates. And with the same kind of teamwork, vision, and focus on problem solving, we absolutely can replicate it.
Absolutely. So one of my favorite, we talked about this during the break as well here, one of my heroes in politics, especially blue city politics, a fellow named Brett Schundler. Back in 1991, he won his first of 3 terms as mayor of Jersey City, New Jersey, as a Reagan Republican in a city that is 80% Democrat, 6% Republican, worse than Minneapolis or St. Paul by any measure. And he turned Jersey City into the jewel of the Jersey side of the Hudson. Low bar, perhaps, but it was a big deal, huge turnaround. And he ran on 3 themes that resonate with a lot of conservatives in urban areas: crime, schools, and jobs. Let's talk about what the Hennepin County Commission, with you in it, could actually do for those three subjects. Start with crime.
Yeah, so crime, number one, county commissioner funds the justice system. Part of the job is to make sure that the district attorney does her job. She funds the sheriff's office. So the county commissioner is very intricately tied with addressing crime.
Yep. Absolutely. So let's talk about education. Clearly, it's a major issue for you. 6-year-old, you're just getting started with all that right now. So tell us about what the county commission can do about Hennepin County's troublesome and problematic education system.
Yeah, so one part of the budget that may be lesser known is funding the libraries. That's one of the jobs of county commissioner.
That's right.
And my son and I are in the library often. We love our libraries.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So it's making those efficient. Sometimes they're always doing all kinds of renovations. And, I mean, how often do we get new furniture in our homes?
What's new furniture?
Exactly. So it's just making sure that we're being wise stewards and responsible with our resources and not just spending.
Absolutely. And finally, jobs. I mean, the economic situation. I mean, Hennepin County is the home prices are dropping in parts of Hennepin County, even as they become less affordable. And yet the Metro Council is committed to pouring money into high-density housing, many of which are unoccupied. I mean, I drove by a huge apartment block in St. Louis Park, your turf, that's empty. It's been around for a few years. It's one of those high-density complexes around 394 and Xenia, I think. Completely dark at night. Either a whole lot of people who work night shift or completely empty. And what can the Hennepin County Commission do to right some of these government-driven imbalances in the economy?
Yeah. When I took some time to sit down and actually read the budget, a lot of the funding is with GO bonds, general obligation bonds.
Right.
And I would like to know who is invested in those bonds, because they are invested in us continuing to take on debt that the mm-hmm. taxpayers have to pay back.
Yep.
That's really important. And the GO bonds are tax advantaged.
Yep.
Their returns. And so whoever owns those has a vested interest in us not being efficient.
Yeah. Okay. How so? I mean, give us an example of this. Who has this vested interest?
Well, that's what I would like to find out.
Okay.
Minnesota, as far as I know, has never defaulted on any of these bonds.
Right.
The HERC has a lot of bonds. It's non-profitable. It's part of our trash removal, waste removal, that is unprofitable. And
right.
there are other solutions available. And
yeah.
Hennepin has actively been resisting other solutions for whatever reason. So there's active resistance to real solutions that actually make a difference. And to me, that's very puzzling.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, you actually read the Hennepin County budget for fun?
Well, I wanted to know, yeah.
God, you're a nerd. Okay.
I am. I'm an introvert at heart, yes.
Yeah, no, nothing wrong with that. No, I mean, government needs a lot more people who actually read and understand the budget. It's not a dig at all. No, this is, and the bond industry is, I mean, municipal bonds in general, government bonds in general. You're talking a lot of public sector unions, a lot of retirement funds. They're safe investments for an awful lot of pension funds, and they just want their returns. Absolutely. So general obligation bonds are not that I'm a big expert in the field at all. I stayed at Holiday Inn Express once, but that's it.
Yeah, you know, I'm all for good investments, and I think if these things are good investments, then by being profitable and making Hennepin have actual profitable ventures, then we have more to give. So let's lay a really solid financial foundation and, I mean, let the community flourish.
Organic growth is one of those things that make things like general obligation and municipal and government bonds pay off. Hennepin County is suffering organic decline, and that's the thing that annoys me. People say, you're a conservative, you just hate the city. Sorry, bucko. A, I live in St. Paul, and I have for decades now. B, I moved here from North Dakota because I fell in love with downtown Minneapolis when I was just out of college and broke and looking to make it as a punk rock star, as if you couldn't tell. And I miss Minneapolis being that mecca that used to draw people from the hinterlands like I was. And not only are people leaving Hennepin County, not only is Hennepin County suffering an organic population drop, but that drop is disproportionately among two classes: people who actually make money and create jobs and create wealth, and college kids. The young kids, we have a net loss of kids going to school in other states. all of our surrounding states have a net gain. They're taking our young people, and they're not coming back. And that's who we're losing in Hennepin County. And that's something that needs to be changed for this area's future.
Yeah, I mean, one of the hallmarks of any good business, and as you know, radio station, why you have so many listeners, is you're adding value to people's lives. And Hennepin is continuing to add less value and take more money. And that's highly unsustainable. And I think that's a selfish way to behave.
It absolutely is. So we're down to just a couple minutes here. Let's talk. First of all, one more time about the event coming up. When, where, who should show up?
Anybody who wants to ask me, Tad Jude, many other GOP candidates tough questions, it will be this Wednesday, the 24th, at Edina Country Club from 5:30 to 8:30. It's linked on my Twitter if you want to find the information. There's a flyer. And, yeah, we look forward to seeing people there.
And I will post a link to the website and probably your Twitter at shotinthedark.info for those who want to find more. For those who don't remember websites, Shot in the Dark is always there. And finally, one more time here, what's the website and how can people find out more and get in contact with you and your campaign?
So you'll find my Twitter on my website. My website is marissasimonetti.com.
I will post a link with the proper amount of T's, S's, et cetera, here at shotinthedark.info as well. So what's next on the campaign? I mean, you're in busy season right now. You must be running nonstop these days.
Yeah, I was at an event this morning, and it's really just connecting with people, talking with people, and letting everyone know that we have a chance. Everybody matters. There's been elections that have been won by one vote, 21 votes, 35.
A good friend of this broadcast won re-election in 2012 by one vote on election night here. If you are the person who puts that election over the top, then we all have you to thank for it. And those of you who are peddling the politics of despair in these blue areas, especially these sort of pinkish blue areas like Western Hennepin County, don't believe the hype. It can be done. And campaigns like yours are the ones that do it. So from your mouth to God's ears here, hopefully this all the best. Certainly have your people call my people. We can do this again sometime, okay? We definitely need to get the word out, all right?
Thank you. Yes.
I know you are your people, and as luck would have it, I am my people as well. Marissa Simonetti, thanks a lot. I will post all the information Shot in the Dark when I have a moment here, okay?
Thank you, man.
Let's do this again, absolutely. Taylor Rahm joins us next, running against a vulnerable and backpedaling Angie Craig. Oh, yeah, much more to talk about when we come back. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. Be right back.
Are you ready to embark upon an unforgettable expedition this summer? I hope you'll join me, Mike Gallagher, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. We'll unpack the trends and influences shaping our world today while sailing the pristine coast of Alaska over 4th of July. Learn more at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. This experience is way more than a vacation. It's a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures on board the ship with like-minded patriots. 7 action-packed days. We'll chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a beautiful luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Mark your calendar, June 29th, July the 6th. Secure your cabin by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Your children and grandchildren are inheriting a world that's more upside down than ever before. They'll need extraordinary skills to make a positive impact. A Christian education will give them the solid foundation they need to not only endure, but thrive. And that education is available for half off their first year through TwinCitiesTuitions.com. To see our full list of participating schools and to see if the half-off tuitions program is a good fit for your family, go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
I hurt my back several years ago, went into the VA, they poked me a couple of times and said, oh, you're fine. Well, I wasn't fine, and I never got better. And my work said, healthcare covers chiropractors. So the day I wandered into Dr. Kim's office, I was literally almost dragging my right leg behind me. At that point, I was having migraines 2 or 3 times a week. And the first time Dr. Kim adjusted me, I didn't have another one for 3 months.
It's Dr. Kim Tran, DC, host of Health is Wealth Radio. John, who came in after dealing with years of pain and migraines.
And since then, it's just been over a year now, I've lost more than 40 pounds because I can walk again. I can stand again. I can do my job again.
If you've tried everything with no results, call me today. This is Dr. Kim Tran at Minnesota Integrative Health and Chiropractic, located in Richfield. Call me at 612-545-5672. No medications, no shots, no surgeries. Or find me at drkimtran.com. That's drkimtran.com.
Colorectal cancer doesn't stop for COVID-19. Hello, I'm Dr. Cecilia Brewington. If you are age 45 or older, it's time to return to care and get tested. The government requires insurance companies to cover not only colonoscopy, but a range of tests, including virtual colonoscopy and other less invasive exams. Talk to your doctor about your options today. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.